A homicide detective. A mystery writer. 2 points of view. One story. A graphic novelization of an actual murder investigation where the line is blurred between fact and fiction. This is True Pulp Murder.
Documentary, as it applies here, works to identify a filmmaking practice, a cinematic tradition, a mode of audience reception that is continually evolving and is without clear boundaries. The word documentary was first applied to films of this nature in a review of Robert Flaherty's film Mona. Published in the New York Sun on February 8, 1926, and written by the moviegoer, a pen name for documentarian John Grierson. The filmmaker John Grierson used the term documentary in 1926 to refer to any nonfiction film medium, including travelogues and instructional films. The earliest moving pictures were, by definition, documentaries. They were single-shot moments captured on film. Chucky slowly approached the old wooden gate. As soon as he crossed that fence, everything changed into darkness. As Chucky followed the barely lit path, he heard a dark voice.
Who dares to enter my lair?
I'm Chucky. Chucky Partopolis, ma'am.
Chucky was very scared. Out of the darkness, with an ominous glow, stood Cassandra, Queen of the Wilds. All that Chucky heard was true.
Ah, shall I eat him, my queen?
Said the ugly troll.
It's pretty rare to find an adult without a driver's license. Driving is a common skill we can take for granted, but for most of us, it's the most dangerous thing we do. In this course, you'll get a driving safety refresher. You'll be able to update or double-check your driving skills and attitudes in the following lessons. Lesson 1. Safe driving makes sense. Lesson 2. Vehicle conditions matter. Lesson 3. Weather and road conditions matter. Lesson 4. Your condition matters too. Lesson 5. Driving like the pros. And Lesson 6. Handling emergencies. As you complete these lessons, you'll be able to access some by-the-way segments for extra details, participate in practice activities to help you remember the information, and complete a short quiz at the end of each lesson to test what you've learned. Don't worry, if you get a question wrong, though, you'll be able to review that part of the lesson and then try the question again. It's really important that you understand how to sell yourself. After all, that's what this is. We are now salespeople, whether you like it or not. If you think about it, even as just a voice talent, our job is to convince the listener to purchase something or to convince them of something that they normally are not convinced of. So in other words, we have to sell a product. We have to make them want to buy that product. In other words, we have to think of the client's point of view of how to get them to want what we're talking about or want what we're selling.